I love my dad, and he loved me. He's been gone for some years, but I knew above all things that my father loved me. But I can tell you, when I did something wrong and it came to my dad's attention, my knees turned to jelly with fear, because I knew that I was going to be called to account by my father. He was a stern man, but a very loving man, and he was always concerned about my character. You know, it's the same way with God. When we're sinners, when we have not yet found a place of repentance, and we have not confessed our sins to God, and we have not entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ, we need to fear God, because God is going to bring judgment upon the human race and all those who have not received Jesus, and all those whose sins are not forgiven will be called to account. Listen to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 4. Hear the words of Jesus. "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say unto you, fear him." You see, Jesus did not give us this teaching to terrorize us, that we could think of God as being someone who sits in heaven with some long stick or scepter with which he can smash people that he doesn't like. But Jesus is trying to tell us that not only is God the God of love, he's a God of holiness, a God of justice, and he will bring judgment upon the world. But he has offered his Son as a sacrifice, and he put upon him the sins of the whole world. And all we have to do to take advantage of that is to believe in Jesus, to repent and confess our sins and receive the Spirit of Jesus, and we will not come under condemnation, and we have nothing to fear from God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you've taken the fear of judgment out of my heart, out of my life. Your scripture says that perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment. I no longer fear your punishment, Lord. I no longer fear hell, because you have saved me. I pray, O Lord God, that you would keep me. Help me to walk with you in love without fear. In Jesus' name, amen.